Kerol Maseches Pea Perik Zayin Mishnah Aleph. More halachas of shicha. We're talking here about shicha by olive trees. As we said before, you can't have shicha by trees, and here we're talking about olives on the trees. The question that the Mishnah wants to address is, when is olive tree produce forgotten? That is to say, if you'll remember it at a later date, is it called forgotten? No, and the answer is no. If the tree is somehow memorable, such that in the course of your harvest, you skipped over it and didn't harvest that tree, but at a later time, you'll remember that tree specifically and say, oh, how did that particular tree produce, or what happened with its harvest, or I forgot to harvest it. If you'll remember subsequently that you never harvested that particular olive tree, so then there is no shicha for that tree. So the Mishnah will set out the rules for what makes for an unforgettable olive tree. Kol zayis sheyesh lo shem besada. Any olive tree that has a name in the field. This could be a name of renown. Afilu kazayis senatofa b'shato. For example, the olive tree called Natofa. Natofa from the word like to drip, meaning that perhaps it was so productive in making oil-rich, oil-dense olives that in certain years the oil dripped right out of the olive itself while it was still on the tree, which is extraordinary and memorable. Bishato in its heyday, that is to say, this is a tree that doesn't this year necessarily produce these super amazing succulent olives, but it had in the past. The word afilu is difficult to understand, and their girsa that doesn't have it probably shouldn't be there. So it reads, then kol zayis sheyesh lo shem besada, any tree of renown in the field, kazayis natofa b'shato, like for example, the renowned natofa olive tree or olives in their heyday, they were actually natofa, they were dripping. Other pshatim is that natofa was a particular place, that's a Rambam shita, and it means they were imported olive trees. In any case, since this is a memorable, specific, known renowned tree, ushachacho, if one would forget it, eno shicha, nevertheless, the olives on that tree aren't shicha, meaning they're not automatically given as gifts to the poor, because a person will remember later on and inquire, oh, what happened to that particular, you know, in the tofa tree, and they'll remember that it hadn't been harvested. B'medavar memurim, how do these apply, these notion? In other words, when could a tree be a tree of renown that one would not ultimately ever forget it? If, for example, Bishmo, it had a particular name. You actually called your tree, you know, Old Oily, the tree. You'd remember a particular name, like a pet had a name. Uvamasav, or it's a renowned tree, the way it produces does something unusual. Uvamakomo, or if it had a particular place in the olive grove that makes it memorable, a specific location. Bishmo, for example, if it had a specific name. Shaya Shifchoni, O Vaishani. If its name was Shifchoni, you know, Old Oily, the pouring tree, doesn't translate, of course, exactly in English. Shofech is to pour, so the pouring, producing tree. Or Baishani, two different pshatim here. Either Baishani means that it was, it embarrassed the other trees, put them to shame because it produced so much. Or it could be that it itself is embarrassed because it doesn't produce. Or it could be Aramaic Bish, which means bad, like the bad tree that doesn't produce. In either case, the point is whether it produces in a way that's extraordinarily a lot or unusually little. If it has a name that one could refer to it, he'll ultimately wonder what happened to that particular tree since he knows it by individual identity and therefore will never forget it. And therefore, if he happens to temporarily overlook it when he harvests olives, that tree, the stuff that's on the tree, will not be shicha. But ma'asav, how would particular act work? That's shehu osaharba. This particular tree is known to, you know, have a specifically large yield of olives, and therefore a person will always remember it, ultimately to, you know, compare notes, see how it produced this year. Uvamakomo, alternatively, it could be that it has a specific location that's memorable. For example, shu omid betzara gas, it's the tree that stands beside the wine press, o betzara pirza, or next to the break in the fence, whatever the case, since it's a particularly memorable tree because of its location, ultimately it will be remembered, and therefore there's no shicha by that tree. Ushar kol azesim, other kind of trees that haven't got any specific memorable, renowned feature to them. Shnaim shicha, if one overlooks one or two of these trees and doesn't harvest them, so the olives in those trees are shicha. Ushlosha enon shicha. But like we saw previously when it came to other piles and so, if there are three trees in a row that were skipped, they're not called shicha.
Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Ein shichel azesim. Rabbi Yossi holds that there's no such thing as shichel when it comes to olive trees. According to the Bartanura, the reason why is because Rabbi Yossi lived in the time of the Hadrianic persecutions. And at that time, Hadrian had essentially destroyed all the olive trees in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, if there happened to be an olive tree in one's garden, then it was something extraordinary. And of course, a person would never forget it. And therefore, there's no such thing as shichel. But according to that pshat, that's only applicable in the time of Rabbi Yossi and subsequent years when olive trees were extraordinarily scarce and would have no application in another time and place when they were readily available.